Welcome to the Create You 86 podcast, a podcast where I talk about the best of the planning and organization lifestyle. Each week, I'll explore a topic within the planning community and give tips, tricks, and commentary about the topic. I'm your host, Emily, the owner of createyou86.com and the Create You 86 YouTube channel. If it's your first time listening to the Create You 86 podcast here on Anchor, I want to welcome you and thank you for tuning in. If you love the show, don't forget to hit that star at the bottom of your screen to favorite the channel. This will let you know when I release a new episode each week. Hey guys, this is Emily. Welcome to another podcast here at CY86 Design. So it's been a little bit over a year. My last podcast was in July of 2022. And I'm just kind of like sitting in my bed and wanted to kind of start reflecting on my planner path and how I feel about it. So I have become kind of an avid collector of planners, I would say. You could say it's maybe hoarding a little bit, but I've tried all kinds of planners. I've tried bookbound, I've tried TNs, I've tried making TNs bookbound. I've done A5 Filofaxes, A6 Filofaxes, personal Filofaxes. I've also done disc bound, like happy planners, and I've made my own disc bounds. I have the tool, punching system. And I've done, you know, like the random Amazon book bound stuff, which I actually just bought like two of them a couple months ago, and I was like super hype about it. And I rolled all my stuff down, and I'll think of it. It comes out every year. It's like a big, huge launch, and I can't think of the name of it right now, but I've done that too. And I actually took my goals out of that planner and put them in these new planners that I got from Amazon that were book bound. Cause I was like, I wanted one for like our relationship, like in our marriage. And I wanted one just like for my goals, for like business possibilities and stuff like that. And I see my friend John Rush, and he's doing all these different de-stashes, and we've talked about planners so much, and I think it's really interesting the way that he de-stashes every couple of years. I'm not going to de-stash, like that's not what I'm going to do. There's a lot of planners that I'm very lucky to have, and I'm happy to have, like such as the Foxy Fixes. I have a few of those. I have a pumpkin spice. I have a Himalayan spice that I turned in, or Himalayan salt that I turned into, just like a folio. I took the wrapping, the string that wraps around it, and I took that out, and I just used it as a, folio for my health journey when I started it over a year ago. I have the pepper spice B6 rings that I used for an entire year, and I loved it, but it was a little big. It was wide, and I wasn't quite used to that. So I've always been, if anybody knows me, if you've gone back and watched any of my YouTube videos, I've always been a personal size Filofaxer. So I started in a red domino, and I was obsessed with it. The first way I ever found Filofax, or what even a Filofax planner was in 2014. I was scrolling Instagram, and a random photo of somebody's planner popped up. And I was like, that is so cool. And I had never planned. I wasn't a planner when I was young. Not a thing. I didn't use any of the planners that were supplied to me in high school or elementary school. Elementary school, I think I had to, because like you had to have your parents sign it. But in high school, it wasn't a thing for me. Most of the time, I forgot my books. I wasn't great at studying. I was really good at like organizing my papers and stuff in like a tracker keeper. But I really did not use the planners at all. And I didn't use a planner until 2014, which was so funny for me. To go from never ever using a planner my entire life to all of a sudden needing to have a planner in my life. I wasn't doing a whole lot. Like, I was living in California. I wasn't really working. I was working for a church. But I wasn't like working. I didn't have a job. But I was doing like 5 days worth of vlogs, and I was doing YouTube videos, and I was doing all this other kind of stuff. So that's really where it started. So it started with a, personal Domino red file of apps. And then it went to a purple patent pocket file of apps. So I have, had those two at the time. And then I was, reaching out to brands. And I was asking for different planners and stuff, and I would use them. And, personalplanner.com, I want to say, is like one of the coolest planners you can buy. It's a spiral bound, but you can like super personalize it. And I loved that. And I used it for, I think, an entire year, planning out my blog and stuff like that. So it was just really interesting to me, like the path that I took, because now I have like over 40 planners. Like, that's wild to me. And I sit back and think about it, and a lot of it's for like decoration. It's not only like, I've had people make planners for me, like paper planners that are like just laminated paper essentially. And then like you put the books in them, like tweet TNs. And that's super cool. And I will keep them probably forever. And then you have the super expensive ones like the Foxy Fixes. And then I currently, for the past, I think, I want to say 2 years, I've been using a VDS Vanderspeck personal. And I love it. But before that, I was using like a Meldon personal, and I loved that. So I don't know. I love the personal size. And I love my planners in general. I have no intention of getting rid of them. It just kind of, I like sitting back and kind of reflecting and thinking about how I've used them, or how I want to use them, or how they've been used in the past, and how I can, you know, repurpose them and stuff like that. Do you guys ever think about that? Because I watch like John's YouTube videos, and it really makes me think about, what they're best used for. And like, he's very into the smaller size, at least between standard and like Field Notes or Pocket, I feel like. His are very functional for him. Like, he uses them as wallets and stuff like that. I would never be able to do something like that. I do have like little pocket size and Field Note size TNs. They sit in a bag. They've been sitting in a bag for 5 years. I've never touched them. I used them in California, very, just for like lists and stuff, but they've been in a bag for like 5 years, and I don't really use them. I keep all my other bigger planners up on a shelf, and I move them around once in a while. Like, I've really gotten away from, also I've gotten away from watching like planner YouTube videos. There's some very specific people that I follow, and I don't regret it. It's just people, YouTube has changed for the planner community. It's not the same thing it was 3, 4, 5 years ago even. And I can appreciate that. And I understand that it's, you know, kind of fallen to the wayside for a lot of people, but there's some very specific people that I still follow. But I've actually gotten more into art. In 2019, I took an art class, and I didn't know that I could draw. So my entire life, my parents were like, oh, you can't even draw stick figures straight, or like, just like negativity towards art. I was a singer. I have been singing since I was 4. I was raised to just sing. Like, that was my jam. When I was 4, I was singing a song, at a friend's house, and they had a karaoke machine, and I discovered that I could sing. And I was like, Mom, like, I want to take voice lessons, because the girl that I was singing with was like 16, and she was taking voice lessons, and I was 4. And that year we found someone to give me voice lessons. So like, my entire life has been singing. Like, I did all the choirs in I did choir in elementary school. Then I went to middle school and did choir. Then I went to high school and did multiple choirs. I was in like Masterworks and vocal ensemble, and there were like 4 choirs. And then I also, on top of that, I did choir outside of school with my voice teacher at the time. I sang with the Delaware Orchestra for 4 years on top of all the other choir I was doing at school, which was an amazing experience. But like, I didn't know anything other than voice and singing. And, so I never really had any other creative experiences. That was like my thing. That was my jam. Everybody knew it. Like everybody. So in 2019, I had made these friends and, you know, I was wanting to try new things and I was like, oh, like maybe I'll try art. So I tried an art class online. I was also not working at the time because I had gotten injured. I was at a lawsuit and I was not allowed to work. So I took this art class. It was like a month long and it was themed. I'm not going to mention who it was with because she shall remain unnamed for a multitude of reasons. But so I took the class and I ended up loving it. So then it was building up all the art supplies. Then it was buying all the pens, buying all the pencils, buying all the watercolors, buying all the like pen couches and stuff like that. So now I have a multitude of watercolors. I have a ton of watercolors. And I'm kind of reflecting on John's video where he was getting rid of literally pans of paint that like I have. He was actually the one that sent me one of my first pans of watercolors, like sets of watercolors. And now I have like a collection of watercolors. it sounds so funny to me. But like I've actually become a collector. Like I have a collection of tarot cards. I have a collection of art stuff. Like I have different art papers. I have different watercolors. I have different pens. I have different markers. I have different types of pencils. Anything art related that you can think of, I've probably got at least one of it. It's probably exaggerating, but I feel like I have a lot of art products. And since I really liked it, I took a year-long art class with the same teacher. I didn't learn much. I actually ended up teaching myself a lot of what I was learning. I also made a really good friend in the class who I ended up being friends with until this year. And I learned a lot and I'm still learning. Like I have been practicing since 2019 when I actually kind of realized I could draw and sketch and paint. And I'm still learning. And it's one of the things that you learn forever. You don't just, you know, become amazing overnight. And I get that. But it's kind of just a weird reflection for me to think of the things that I've collected over the years and the things that I truly enjoy. If you see my reels on Instagram, I actually just did one of my sticker books. So like, I really am a collector. It's kind of wild. I have in 2018, I think it was late 2017, early 2018, I went from keeping my stickers in like a photo box to transferring them to old Happy Planners. So I'd gone to Hobby Lobby and I bought some $2.50 out of date Happy Planners. And I started to take my Happy Planner sticker books apart and put them in there. So I was like, okay, cool. So I had like three. Well, they got like super thick. So I started to do volumes. So I did volumes 1, 2, and 3. Over the years, I now have 9 sticker book volumes. And that doesn't even include like, there's a ridiculous amount of stickers that are not in sticker books. But I did just find this new organization, how to see on the outside what's on the inside. So that was kind of a fun reel to make because it took like 15 minutes to make the indexing type things and put them on there. And it's going to make my life a heck of a lot easier. So I loved that little hack that I found. So if you're interested, go look at my reels on CY86 Design and check those out. So that was pretty cool and fun. So I've kind of become a collector. And I actually have videos on YouTube of how I put those books together. I don't know. This is kind of like a weird, I know it sounds a little bit weird to have a podcast, but it's just kind of like thinking about all the things that I have. And we've been thinking of possibly moving to Europe. And like, what would I sell? I'm never selling my planners. Like, I have a whole list. Like, in one of my planners, which is just a notebook, I have a list of every single planner I've ever owned, which I have some I actually need to add. So I'm in like the mid to high 40s at this point. But like, I don't know if I could ever part with some of these planners that I have. Like, Foxy Picks, never ever gonna happen because they're never coming back. Like, that's not a thing. And, what else? Like, my VDS, never parting with it. Not gonna happen. It's one of my favorite. Like, my Malden, obsessed. I used my Malden for a good, like, couple of years. And I was switching in and out. I do that once in a while. I have all of the Recollections planners, like the ring planners. I have, like, probably 10 of them. Those I would get rid of easily. I also created dividers for most of those seasonally. So, like, the black one, I had, like, Halloween theme in. And I've created a whole slew of different dividers for these planners. I'm literally looking at a bag full of planners that I will probably never use again. And, like, I hesitate getting rid of them because I'm kind of a hoarder. They're not, like, taking up needed space or anything. It's not like I'm struggling for space in my apartment. It's just a thing. Like, I think, oh, I've spent so much money on these things. I'm not going to sell a Recollections planner to somebody because they're old. They're probably weathered. I would literally I might bring them, like, Goodwill, and let somebody who's never had a planner maybe start to enjoy a planner. That would be great. I literally live across the street from Goodwill. So that might be something I'd consider doing. And this literally all stemmed from watching John's videos. and like, we chit chat all the time about certain things. But I just thought it was really interesting when he was like de-stashing all of his stuff. And I was like, oh, what do you think about these watercolors? And, it's just so funny because he's also been on like my art journey with me along the way. I don't know. I might add more sections to this. I'm just kind of thinking. I've had a week off. I'm in between jobs. So on Friday, I left my job that I was at for over a year and a half. It was a terrible experience. And I got the phone call from this new job. And the same day, I told my boss, I was like, I'm out. See ya. And that night, like, I set everything up for them to succeed for the next week. And I left. So I've had this week kind of as like a vacation because I was denied vacation through that job as well. Actually I'd earned it and then I transferred to a different place, but it was the same company and I was told I could keep my vacation that I had earned. And then after like 2 months, they were like, no. And I was like, okay, well, love that for me. So, just kind of taking the week for myself. I went to the beach. So there's a bunch of reels, and some TikToks up about that. And just spending time with my husband, which we don't normally get to do. And I'm going to have new hours at work. I was closed. I was working 9 to 6 and we're probably going to move to 9:30 to 6:30. But my new job is 8 to 4:30 or 8:30 to 4:30, something like that. I think it's 8 to 4:30 or 8. No, it's 8:30 to 4, 8:30 to 4. So it's much, more desirable hours. I don't have to come home and just eat and go to bed. So I might add some more pieces to this as I kind of like think throughout the day. It's just kind of some planner girl reflections, I guess. Thanks for listening. All right, so I'm back. So I want to talk a little bit more about some of the things that I've been doing this year.
Aside from art, I have gotten into Bible study. I know. Hear me out. Hear me out. So I don't particularly believe in God, but I find Bible study really interesting to experience what other people believe and why they believe it. So I found this random video popped up. Like, you would never expect to see anything Bible study related on my YouTube. But this random video by a girl named How to Faith a Life. Her name is Faith. And she was kind of like scrapbooky and super cute. So I was like, okay, well, like, maybe I can do this. So I got a Bible and I started, you know, taking notes and decorating and adding little tidbits here and there of things that I was learning. And it's kind of turned into a thing. Everybody starts in Genesis. I find Genesis extremely boring. It's just not my jam. So I started in Revelation. I listened to several people. Not really going to give out names here because I don't need criticism of any of it, of what I listened to or who I listened to or any of that kind of stuff. But I listened to, I do some Bible study stuff with Faith, who is super cute and super knowledgeable. And then I also do things with like other pastors that I found online, that they actually, I decided to start in Revelation, because this one pastor that I, kind of follow does, has or has been doing specifically Revelation. And I thought it was really interesting. So it kind of piqued my interest. So like, what did I do? I decorated my own Bible. I put extra, like strings in for it. And I do kind of scrapbooky stuff. I made different tabs, for different topics. I actually put like Faith has this, like lacy stuff in her planner, or not her planner, her Bible. And so I did the same thing with kind of a brown color, which I thought was really super cute and creative to kind of like make it less boring. It's something I want to learn and it's something I'm interested in, but I don't actually really believe it. I do it to see what other people believe. I'm not super religious, so it's just kind of a creative thing. And I really, really enjoy learning about other religions. So that's mainly what that's all about. And it's not like it's not going to convert me. I'm not all of a sudden going to be this, you know, this church person. Like, that's not what this is all about for me. It's kind of a creative outlet. And it's just something to learn in my spare time. Hey, welcome to another segment. I'm back. I kind of want to talk about my 2023 planner stack. So this year I have my VDS personal for my everyday carry. I have my Amazon, I even forget the names of them. They're just two Amazon planners. One's for business and one's for relationship. I have my art sketchbooks, which I keep sketchbook right now. I just finished my first sketchbook ever. So I keep it in a Moterm, folio type thing. And it's my main one is a 2021 Hobonichi Day Free, which I just had sitting around. I wanted to try the paper. I did use an MD for a sketchbook before, but I just finished that one, so I wanted to try something different. I keep my Malden for gaming information. There's literally like maybe 5 pages of paper in it, but it's, you know, it's a personal size. I'm used to using that and I can fill it up with whatever I need to. So I play a bunch of different video games that have like clothing sets and stuff like that in it, and just helps me keep track of what I can collect. And then I'm also taking a systematic theology class, which I've been taking for about a year. So I have the classes 1 and class 2. And they're just notebooks, but I guess they could be considered planners. So yeah, that's my 2023 planner stack. All right. Back for another segment. Let's talk One Book July 2023. So it really didn't exist this year, which was kind of amazing. I think it was about time that happened. I think they're looking for a way to slowly start ending it. I think that they were all super hyped for it when it first started. And even like in the last, like the first couple of years, first 3 or 4 years it happened, I think they were super excited about it. And then I think it became pressure to keep coming up with new original ideas, for the community. And then I think it became too much. I think Romani got lazy. Even being the creator. And then she just like stopped planning, which was bizarre. I don't know. I was happy that it ended because I ended mine last year, 2022. I kind of made a little bit of a harsh video, but like it was time. Like I think it was time for it to just be done. Because they did like the one book challenge, and then it was the bullet journal method, and like there's so many bullet journalers out there now. And once you get everything into one book, you don't need the challenge anymore. Is it great for new people? Of course it is. I think it was amazing to begin with. It was one of the things that kept me in the planner community and kept me excited about the planner community, because every year there would be a new thing to do and it would be a new experience. And I think that's so fun when you're in a community and there's so many people doing it. But like as the years went on, the numbers started to dwindle, and I think they waited way too long to end it. Personally, how do you feel about that? Do you think that the planner community should have kind of put a halt to it earlier? Do you feel like it was dragged out? Which I definitely feel like it was dragged out. But yeah, I mean, I loved it for what it was when it was new and when there were, when everybody didn't already have everything in one book. Now I feel like everybody does. I feel like there's not that many people left that use ring planners. I feel like Hobonichi kind of took over, Kinbor kind of took over, and you know, like the one, the Stalogies took over, and now everybody kind of has everything in one book. Even with TNs, you still have everything in one book. So yeah, I think it was kind of time for it to end. I know several other people that were happy to see it end. When you drag something out for too long, it just becomes overdone. And it's sad. It was sad, kind of, seeing this year being, you know, do whatever you want to do. You don't have to do anything. It was kind of sad to see that it dwindled away like that. But it needed to be done. So, yeah. What are your thoughts on One Book July not really being a thing anymore? Because I feel like this year was most likely the last year. I don't think they're going to come back strong. What do you think? One more little tidbit. So I have noticed that on my podcast, I've been talking about my one little word each year. So my one little word randomly at almost the end of the year was nourish. So I started a health journey last May, and I decided I was going to become a vegetarian. I had actually tried a bunch of different things. I had tried veganism. I had tried paleo. I didn't try keto because I wasn't really interested in keto. But my body rejects meat in the most literal way. Like it made me extremely ill, very sick. So the best way that I could think of to eliminate being sick all the time was to eliminate meat. Which I did. I still eat eggs and cheese. And I know not all cheese is vegetarian. But I do try to just eat eggs and cheese as, you know, the part that is not specifically super vegetarian. But it is what it is. So I've lost about, I would say, 40 pounds just from not eating meat. I eat a whole bunch of other crap that I probably shouldn't eat. Like, I love pizza. Pizza is a great vegetarian meal. And it's easy and it takes no time. I have made my own pizzas before, but like I really needed a health journey. And speaking of planners, I had a Stalogy and I created a weekly view. And for a good like 18 weeks, I would say 18 weeks, something around there. Maybe a little bit longer, maybe 20 weeks. I wrote down every single thing that I was eating. When you cut something cold turkey out of your system, it's extremely hard. Even though it made me sick, I still like, I wanted meat. And to this day, I like meat. Meat just doesn't like me. So like I'll walk by a rotisserie chicken and like smell it and my mouth waters. Because it was never I don't like meat, so I'm just not going to eat it. It was, I get extremely ill from this product. I can't eat it. So I get cravings and I get, you know, like I love the smell of like bacon. Like my husband works in the diner and I walk into the diner and all I smell is bacon. And I'm like, oh my God, I want some bacon so bad. But I know like the repercussions it's going to have on my body. So it was kind of a difficult thing at first. I went cold turkey. I didn't like just stop eating a little bit at a time. I was just so sick and tired of being ill all the time. So I used my Himalayan salt spice. I don't even think that's the name of it. Himalayan salt, but it's like the spice leather Foxy Fix. And I used a Stalogy and it was a B6. So I had a black Stalogy B6 and I created a weekly view and I literally wrote every single thing that I ate. It didn't matter if it was good for you or if it was bad for you or what. I wrote down like what I drank, if I drank water, if I drank soda, if I drank, you know, whatever. I would write down all my main meals and my snacks throughout the day. And it's wild. When you write everything down that you eat, it makes you actually take a look at what you're eating. I don't specifically care about that kind of stuff. I'm not like a super health freak. But I just needed a way to make sure like I wasn't eating meat. I needed a way to encourage myself and see, hey, I'm eating these other things and it's okay. And my body is accepting those things. It just isn't accepting the meat. So it was a really interesting journey. And I'm, I guess, officially a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian since May 9th of 2022. And I don't struggle with that anymore. Like I actually become okay. After those like 20 weeks, which was, it was really hard. I finally had gotten into a routine. I had found some foods that I really enjoyed making and I love trying new foods anyways. Like I love to cook. I consider myself a really decent cook. I actually considered going to cooking school for quite a while until I realized how expensive it was. but because I love food and I love to, explore different foods and different, you know, cultures and their foods. And I watched a lot of YouTube videos. I found a few people that I really enjoy their recipes. I tested them several times to see if I was making them right, that kind of thing. But I really like my vegetarian journey has really brought me to a good place in my life where I've actually lost about 40 pounds and my body feels better. My body's regulating itself now. But I was also exercising. So I was in the childcare industry and I was moving. So like I was doing like 5 to 10,000 steps a day. Even on days that I was, mostly at the desk, I was still doing at a minimum, like 5,000 steps a day. So like I wasn't always in the classroom, but I was moving around a lot. So it kind of helps counteract the, like if you're eating some junk food or if you're eating a lot of pizza one week or whatever, things that you shouldn't actually be eating, it kind of helps you work that out and balance that. So yeah, I just kind of thought I'd give an update about my health journey a little bit and that I'm doing really well. And I would encourage anybody to go vegetarian. I know it's not for everybody and it's not easy, but if you ever feel like, listen to your body, because I listened to mine.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Create U86 podcast. If you want more content in between episodes, make sure to visit my blog at createu86.com, my Instagram at createu86, or my Create U86 YouTube channel for tons of videos. While you're at it, If you found value in this show, I'd love you to send me a shout out so we can discuss this topic further. I'd truly appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help me out too. Be sure to tune in next week for my next episode. Have a planned day.